It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It is great being alive, isn't it? And you know, when you have Jesus Christ as Lord, you're going to be alive forever. You know, a lot of folks say you're just talking about the physical processes of living, Tex Mars, right? No, I'm talking about more than that. Whenever you come to know Jesus Christ, you receive an entire new consciousness. You're a new person. You're born again. And that's what makes it so fascinating. You see things different. Hey, you in effect have a new heart. And you think different. You have a different perspective on everything. And that's pretty exciting in itself. So you have a new life, all right. And you're going to have this wonderful attitude. And I suspect it's going to get even better with age throughout eternity. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to start a new series today. Here on Bible Home Church, you know, many people have asked me, who do you think, Tex, the Antichrist will be? And of course, God has put in my heart a love of Bible prophecy, and I've studied this for many, many years. And of course, I don't know the name of the man, but I do know that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that he will be revealed to the saints before the rapture. Yes, that's right. We're going to know who he is. Isn't that interesting? But I don't have the name, but I know we will know it at that time. Still, there's some indications. You know, I did a tape some years ago called 27 Ways to Identify the Beast of Prophecy. 27 ways. Well, I don't think that this way that I'm going to tell you now was in that 27. So I suppose this would be a 28th way to identify the man with the number 666, the beast of prophecy. And that is this way. You can know him by his race. Wow. That's right. There will be a racial identity of this man. Well, what race or what nation will he be a part of? Now, be very careful, because that is exactly what we're going to be preaching about, or I'll be preaching about, with God's help over the next few weeks on Bible Home Church radio program and worship service. You know, dear friends, if I were to tell you that I was convinced from Bible study that the Antichrist was going to be an Italian, I don't think many people would get upset about that. They wouldn't call me names, call me a racist or a hater. I don't know why not, though. I mean, after all, is it fair just to pick out one race, the Italians, and say, yep, he's going to come from Italy? If I were to say, you know what, he's going to come from Russia, he'll be a Russian or an Arab or an American, would that be so bad? Well, let me tell you what I'm convinced of. If the Bible points to that, then fine. But make sure the Bible does indicate that or demonstrate or prove such a thing. But you're not being prejudiced against Russians or Arabs or Italians. If the Bible leads you to the understanding that the Antichrist will come from that nation or that race. The same is true of the Turks, of the Syrians, of the Ethiopians, of the Canadians or the English or America. You know, there are a number of people who, during the presidency of Bill Clinton, were just convinced that he was going to be the Antichrist. When Hitler came to power, there were many who said, there is your Antichrist, a German. There were really people who disliked Franklin D. Roosevelt, and they said he is going to be the Antichrist. So you see, people have chosen out all nations and ethnic groups and said, hey, this person or that person out of this nation or race will be the Antichrist. They've been wrong. You know, you can't get ahead of God, friends. It'd be a lot better in terms of naming an individual specifically by name. Wait till God tells you and don't make it up. But what if God doesn't give you the name, but His Word tells you of the race of people or the nation that the Antichrist is going to be from? That could be very useful information, especially if by understanding the nation or the race that this man is to come from, you can understand the whole pattern of future world history and past world history. And certainly the Bible tells us to read and to study and to become a workman, a good workman, approved by God, a good Berean. Study these things and see whether they be so. And I think it's perfectly legitimate to study the race, the ethnic, the language, all these characteristics of the Antichrist. Now listen, it doesn't matter if the Antichrist turns out to be, the Bible says he's going to be from Turkey. Now the Bible doesn't say that, but if the Bible said he was going to be from Turkey, and you say, I'm convinced the Antichrist is going to be from Turkey, if the whole nation of Turkey gets mad at you, so what? You're not prejudiced. I'm sorry, you people from Turkey, that's what the Bible says. I'm doing you a favor by identifying him as coming out of your race and nation. Now you know. Maybe you can save your life or your loved one. He's going to do the greatest damage to you, probably, being right out from your nation. The same thing if he were to be a Palestinian, an Arab. And you knew it, if you knew that God's word said he's going to be a Palestinian, an Arab. I think I'd want to go tell the people of Palestine, watch out, he's coming right up from your midst, and he's going to do you great harm. And I love you people, I don't want to see you hurt. Well, you'd be doing them a favor. Now, if you hated those Palestinians, or you hated the Turks, or the Greeks, or whatever other nation it was that the Antichrist was going to come out of, you just keep silent. Shut your little mouth. Let them die. Let the Antichrist deceive them when he comes up amongst them. And before he perhaps goes out into the world at large. You'd want them to pass away into hell. You'd say, good riddance, I hate those people. If you were a hater, but you know, you can't be a hater if you love Jesus Christ. You can't hate people of specific nations just because of their race. Oh, I know there are Christians that claim to be Christians, people, I should say, who claim to be Christians, who will tell you, I hate this race or that race. They can be black and say, I hate the white man. Look at what those past generations did to we blacks. Put us in slavery. I hate white people. God doesn't look kindly to that, my dear black friends. For you to accuse a white person today of putting your ancestors into slavery is not only wrong, it's a lie. And in any case, even if it were true that this current generation of white people were responsible, have you ever heard of a word called forgiveness? And you white folks who would say, well, If I go to heaven, I don't want to get out of heaven if there's going to be black people there. Listen to me, friends. Don't worry about it. Don't worry at all about refusing to go to heaven. You don't have to worry about it because you're not getting there. If you hate your brother who is black, don't count on getting to heaven. The devil's got another place reserved for you, my friend. And your hatred is going to cause you to go there. You know, there's one true thing in the Bible that I love so much. In the book of Acts, it says that out of one blood, God made all the people who live on the face of planet Earth. Out of one blood. That's pretty astonishing. And in any case, if one race were better than another, and I know that some races have better attributes, some are more than intelligent than others, some do seem to do better in studies at school, could be culture, could be race. I'm not going to argue with you. I know that they do that. And it seems like, whether it's culture or actually their DNA, there's some that just seem to be more gifted in different ways. Now, don't tell me that's not true. And I know there are exceptions. But generally, these things are so. There's differences among races, among ethnic groups. But listen now. To enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. You cannot enter into your mother's womb. You've got to be born again in spirit and in truth. And flesh cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Now listen to me. I'm going to surprise you when I say this. But I am convinced there will be no black people in heaven. And there will be no white people in heaven. And there will be no brown people in heaven. And I can go on and on. There will be no mixed race people in heaven. Well, who's going to get there? I don't know what kind of body you're going to have. But the Bible says God is going to give you an immortal body. Now, if you just can't stand that because you got to be black, or you got to be Chinese, or Indian, or Mexican, or white, well then, as I said, the devil's got another place for you. But if you want to go to heaven, you're going to receive a new body. And I don't know if it's polka dot, or striped like a zebra, or just nothing. It may not be anything we could even imagine. But I think it's going to be a lot more preferable than the body you have, Mr. Black Man or Mr. White Man or whatever. You've got to be born again, so what good does it do to brag and boast and be arrogant about your flesh? I'm saying all that because I'm going to lead up to something. We're starting a series today because I know the Bible does tell us what race, from what race will come the Antichrist. And I believe God put it in the Bible and so many evidences there because he wants you to know about it. And so I'm going to entitle this series of sermons, Will the Antichrist Be a Jew? Oh, and I know right away, all the Jews listening to me or that hear about this are going to say, oh, he's anti-Semitic. He's saying that Antichrist is going to be a Jew. But now if I said, ask the question, is the Antichrist going to be a German or a Canadian or an American? No one would jump on me. No one would be upset. No one got upset when people way back hundreds of years ago said, I think Napoleon is the Antichrist. Nor when Stalin came up and bloody Stalin and people said, I think he's going to be the... No one said, oh, you're prejudiced against the Russians. How dare you? What a bigot. How dare you? You're prejudiced against the French. They never say that. But if you say the Antichrist is going to be a Jew, they go nuts. They go wild. And of course, we've all been conditioned. Oh, he's singling out the Jews. He must be prejudiced. He must be anti-Semitic. Baloney. Jesus did a lot of singling out of the Jews. In more ways than one. He came to that kingdom of Judah that was made up of Jews. He took on their form in the flesh. His mother was Jewish. Joseph, his adopted Earth Dad was Jewish, and his brothers and sisters were Jewish. He did a lot there, didn't he? He picked them out. That's where he chose to come. But at the same time, he had some very harsh thing to say about the Jews. Must have been a bigot. He must have been prejudiced. Even if he was a Jew, he's what the Jews call a self-hating Jew. Prejudice against his own race. That's what they call Jews who say negative things about Jews. Oh, he's a self-hating Jew. Listen, my friends, forget about your labels and all of your accusations. Simply say, is it what the Bible says? And if it's true and can be proven, there must be a reason for it. And as I said, it might be that God loves the Jews so much, he wants the Antichrist to come out of that race for some kind of an illustration or purpose. Have you ever thought of that? You know, sometimes God allows bad things to happen in people's lives to wake them up. I think some bad things have happened in my life because I needed some chastening by God. God got my attention. Has he ever got your attention, friend? Is it because he hated you and was bigoted toward you? No. Did he wake you up? He did? Oh, I bet he loved you. If you got a little child, they're playing out in the front yard, they run out in the street, don't even pay attention to cars, and you get them in and you just say, I'm going to spank you good if you do that again. And they're just crying because you're verbally blasting them. Is that because you hated them? If you hated them, you'd want to see them run over by a car, probably. No, it's because you love them. And you're warning them, don't do that. I don't want to see you hurt. I love you too much. That's what you're really saying. Of course, maybe more parents should say that. And I believe that's what God says in the Bible to the Jewish people. I don't hate you, says God. I love you. Please believe me. Please have faith in me. Please trust me. Please do as I say. I can save you. And that's what we do here at Bible Home Church. And in my ministry, Power Prophecy. And sometimes they hate you for it. They hate you for it. Sometimes kids get angry at you. Sometimes teenagers get rebellious. Don't want to do it. Well, persevere, my friends. Persevere. God has persevered for millennia. Now, we got a beautiful song today. And I know that was a big preparation for this series, but I think it could be a very important series, my friends. And I wanted to make sure you understood my heart on it, where we stand, so that these ideas about prejudice could be dissipated from your mind. Of course, I probably made everybody mad today. I'll probably get letters from blacks and whites and Japanese and Chinese. I don't know what I'm going to get letters on. But I don't really care. I just want to tell the truth about God's Word. If you'd like to write us, if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you. If you agree, how about writing me a little note and letting me know? And if God leads you to give to this ministry, we need your help. And we will use it for the glory of God. I assure you of that. Okay, we got a beautiful song, Midnight Cry by Gold City. Wonderful quartet. Midnight Cry. I think Jesus is on his way.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. And Gabriel sounds the call. midnight cry. We'll be going home when Jesus steps out. Prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.
Some have said the Antichrist, the word anti, or the precedent anti, means to be against God. Some say it means to be a substitute for God. Well, of course, both of those things are true of the Antichrist. The Bible is full, chock full, of astounding information about the Antichrist, so that we, being sober and full of the knowledge of Christ in the Bible, will know these amazing things. But the world, again, I want to repeat, will be deluded about this. But God, our Lord Jesus, wanted you to know and to be awake and to watch out. Start with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where Paul cautions, "Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day," that is the day of the coming of Christ Jesus, "for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. Here we have a picture of the Antichrist. He is called by what he should be called, because Paul was never a person to mince words. He is called the son of perdition. What is perdition? It is hell. It is the destiny of the devil and his dark angels, the pit of hell, the lake of fire. And this is the very son of the lake of fire. He is the man of sin, for he encapsulates within himself, within his own one body, all of the great sin of all of the earth, because it is in fact the Satan himself who will possess this man, the son of perdition. He will be, in a sense, the son of the devil, just as Jesus is the son of God. And all will believe on him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.